This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 114 right over by the Texas Motor Speedway. If you want to come and join us for the KNC Christmas party, that would be fantastic. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, the more famous Alec Medford is back in studio. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How's it going today?
Mike.
It's going great, man. We got a listener riding the dew right now.
I don't know what that means.
Drinking Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Isn't that
all
what
right.
their
I
thing
was very
is?
Confused
Isn't
by
that
it.
Their commercial?
I thought it was Do the Dew.
I don't know if they still use that tagline.
I have no clue what it is
I'm
anymore.
I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah,
we got a
while.
Guy drinking a nice light beer,
it looks like.
Like
a nice Miller Lite, like yeah. $4 Miller Lite right there. Yeah, that's nice. What else, Mike? What else is going on?
Thunder Dan just walked
Thunder
in.
Thunder Dan just showed up, so that's a good moment right there.
We got chicken wraps being served.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
a race might break out at any point. It looks like, I mean, right across the Texas Motor Speedway right
this
there.
This is a big show. This is the last year you're going to – this is the last time of the year you're going to see Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
That is not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
When will you see me again?
Well, okay, y'all will see me. I will be back on air before the year's over.
I won't.
He won't. Not with
you.
You
and I will not be back on air together
okay,
before
this,
the year's over.
This is the last show
today,
for all
whenever
three
I get
of
done,
us together.
I will get to say, see you next year, Kevin. and all the Tolos get to say the same thing to you. Because
yeah.
Hey, see you next year, Kevin.
And contractually, there's nothing I can do about it.
You have
it.
To just yeah. sit there and take it is the
all
way
right.
it is. So.
Well, speaking of sitting there and taking it, go ahead and give me cut number four, because that's pretty much what happened to the Mavs in the second half last night.
Crosses over to the right hand, angles to the left wing, 24 points tonight for the Beard. Gets downhill, lasers Jones Jr., right corner three, on target! Derrick Jones Jr., a kiss to the crowd in his former home building.
I don't know why, but doesn't that kind of sound like a high school podcaster
yeah.
doing the game from his basement?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like he was at the game.
Yeah, no. it really didn't. Sorry if I'm out of the loop and everyone's like, oh yeah, they don't do that. It sounded a little odd to me.
Yeah, it was very quiet. And the Mavericks were very quiet last night. You know, the offense was very difficult to come by. Obviously, not having your two best players out on the court, you know, was that. But it was, you know, PJ wasn't Luka. And Klay Thompson didn't hit enough threes last night. And therefore, it wasn't that competitive of the game. They were always about 8 points back and trying to fight in that range, and they just could never get over the top. Their defense was fine, but their offense couldn't kick up.
Well, time just...
Especially in the first half,
yeah,
right? I thought their defense was really good
like
in the first half.
They were giving it their all. The guys that suited up gave it their all. They just don't have the talent to compete. Like, that's a 25-win team?
Yeah.
Like, if that's your team for all year, you're 20 to 30 wins, somewhere in that range, and I don't even think that team gets to 30, but... The guys gave great effort. They just didn't have the talent to compete on an NBA level. I felt bad for everybody who went to that game last night that they paid a premium price to then see the two major guys sit out.
And you know, it's interesting because that kind of fell right in the conversation we were having yesterday about, hey, you're trying to plan. And like for some people, and this is how I just don't really know how to solve it. What if for some people they couldn't get tickets on Christmas Day and this was their Christmas present
yeah.
to their family? And you're like, hey, you get not Luka, not Kyrie, hell, not even Jaden Hardy. Like, I don't know if that's really pushing people
right.
to go out there. But, like, you didn't get any of the stars, and that was kind of the balance thing that we were talking about yesterday. Because I don't know, I don't know how to solve that. People get sick, or people get hurt, or maybe they get load managed. That's the thing.
And, you know, I hate saying this, but I guess it's the right thing to do. I totally disagree with it from an NBA standpoint, from an entertainment standpoint, to the fan standpoint. But it was I think it was just a game where they're like, I don't know why, because they've had some time off. Maybe it's playing the Clippers back-to-back games, and there's like this, I hate saying this, I don't think this is true, but it might be a handshake agreement between both teams, because we've seen this last year. If James Harden sits out, then it's almost like they made a backdoor deal on like, hey, we'll sit out our guys game one. If we win, we win. But we're gonna rest our guys in the first game of this back-to-back. If you win, you win. But you know we're not giving it our all, like putting everybody out there. But then if Luka and Kyrie play the next game and James Harden sits out, then you know there was like a deal done on like, we'll give you the best opportunity to win game one. But if we win, we win. We're going to then play our best guys in game two, and you guys sit out your best guy in game two, and we'll see what happens.
Which you kind of hate, right? Like, that doesn't feel like the competitive spirit whatsoever.
Yeah,
although I will
for
admit,
your team, yeah.
In the first half, I thought this might go down as another marquee win without Luka, especially how the defense was playing. Clearly, the second half shut that down pretty well. More specifically, the third quarter shut that down pretty expertly. But in the first half, I kind of thought, I was like, hey, maybe we can get another non-Luka win.
I mean, the thing about it, though, like that's the offense. It just shows you how much different it is with those guys on the court, with those two. Because watching last night, the Clippers players could man up and just stick to their players, stick to their guys. But when Luka and Kyrie are on the court, so much more space happens. And that's like, that is the big difference for them. And I think Jason Kidd knows and understands that whenever he's dealing with a night like that. Now, I don't know if that was Jason Kidd's decision to say, hey, we're giving these guys their opportunities, or if it really is a necessary thing. But we see that a lot in the NBA.
And that's the thing, like, I just don't feel comfortable because I don't know these people, their bodies, their immune system. I don't feel comfortable whatsoever saying, like, well, they definitely didn't play on purpose. Like, I have no freaking clue. But the bigger point was, if you're going out to the game, you had to be disappointed last night if you're a Mavs fan, not only because they lost, but if you're just like a fan who, because sometimes people forget, like, there are fans who get to go, what, once a year at most.
Yeah.
And maybe it's once every other year, once every 3 years, and this is, like, their big to-do and everything, and this is what they got.
Yeah, no, definitely wasn't worth that, for sure. But, you know, two nights from now, we'll see if they're back out there.
Clayton Kershaw got to see the bench players try. I'm sure he's not worried about it. He's made plenty of money, and I mean, to be honest,
he can come back.
It is the right thing to do. I think that baseball needs to do this more. Those tickets are free for, like, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, Clayton Kershaw, I don't know, the Mavericks. They showed some dude going with a Mavericks jersey loving the Mavs. He's probably some super famous, popular, whether he's in entertainment, I assume. I'm like, I don't know who this person is, but the Mavericks are saying, look at this guy who's at the game, along with Clayton Kershaw and his wife. I'm like, that's a famous person. I feel like baseball needs to do more of that. Hey, how do we get, I'm just throwing this out because he's been there before, but for like a movie thing or whatever. How do we get Matthew McConaughey at this game? How do we get famous people in Dallas-Fort Worth to go to this game? And then we show them, and then it makes people go, oh, my gosh, if Matthew McConaughey wants to be at a Ranger game, then I must want to be at a Ranger game.
Yeah.
And that's what the Mavericks did last night. I just thought it was weird that these people that went to this game are like, hey, we really want you to go to this game and show you you're at our holiday game and all this stuff, except our main two guys aren't going to play.
Well, and to add to that conversation of what you're showing up for, when you show up and you have an awesome time at an event, aren't you more likely not only to buy another ticket for another event, but also go watch that product at home?
Agreed.
And so when we're talking ratings, the product you're putting out there on the court for people that show up to your arenas, you want them to take that home with them.
How huge is that in hockey?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm going to start watching this more often once they go to the game.
They get into a game and they're like, this was so much fun.
Yeah.
And when you have that type of environment, that's why having those stars there is a big thing, because then they're like, man, I'm going home to watch this tomorrow night and the next night. I'm stuck to this now.
Because we're talking about it now, Kevin, but it's tough to talk about this game.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, what does this mean?
The second half of the game was sad.
Yeah, what does this mean if you play the Clippers in the playoffs? It means absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
the Mavericks decided to sit out this game.
It means if Kyrie and Luke aren't in,
then
you're
going to lose. Which I could have told you that before the last night's game. I will say one positive thing. Luka Doncic, I know we quick hit this yesterday. He's going to officially launch his foundation and youth research initiative tomorrow, which is World Basketball Day. And I saw something this morning saying they did a study about the importance of basketball and just sports in general, especially on young people, to help you either, it depends on, you know, stay off the street or understand the importance of teamwork or working hard or getting exercise in and all this different stuff. And so I think that's super cool. Like, obviously, we're disappointed Kyrie and Luka didn't play. The Mavericks got smoked in the second half. But if you want a positive on the other end, the Luka Doncic Foundation will launch tomorrow officially.
So that's why he was off last night. He was preparing.
Yeah.
He's got work to do off court.
I think he's going to teach the kids. They're going to be on a debate team. And the other team will be older people who are somewhat called, like, officials of whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
And then the kids learn how to debate those officials.
Uh-huh.
Officials, yeah. They're officially official.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost.
Thank you.
I don't know if you could tell how many more people got here in that first segment. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality. We're live in Fort Worth off of 114. Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
And second down and a long two. Goff with play action back to throw. Deep ball down the left side. Intercepted. It is Diggs at the 15. Up and running to the 18-yard line. And did he pick a good time for that?
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan World. Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 114. It is the KNC Christmas party. As you can tell, there's already a lot of folks here. I think we're going to fill this place up, so why don't you come on out? Overreaction or reality? And this might be my own concern more than anything. Trayvon Diggs' new injury / surgery will have a negative impact on his 2025 season. I know we're not even done with 2024 yet, but when Steven's like, he probably won't be a training camp guy.
All right, so 8 months was what we mapped out from this week, and that puts you, 8 months again? Exactly?
You'll be in August. Like, you'll be right up against it toward the end of training
camp. And he's already coming off an injury prior to
that.
And
which sounds like it lingered. I know they said it's a different injury, but it sounds like that was an issue.
Mike, we've talked about this so many times. One injury and then not being completely there, or just, you know, the work you have to do to get back into it, you compensate for it somewhere else. Your body, the balance of it all, is going to try and say, well, you're not exactly doing this yet, so we got to do something else. So, yeah, man, it's going to linger. It's going to linger for at least another 2 years for him. This next season, I wouldn't count on him being the cornerback. So that's, 3 years of after his contract was signed, of not being the same cornerback he was before
tough.
He signed the deal?
That's not like an effort thing.
That's just a fluky dadgum thing.
But that doesn't change the irritation to a certain extent.
And it's nothing you can predict either.
He won't be at his prime. It's going to take him time. And you just have to hope that time will get him back to who he was when you loved him as a Cowboy fan. The scary part, I think, Kevin, is he's never the same. We saw that from Michael Gallup. Now, we saw from Overshown, I know he never played a snap for the Cowboys until this year, but we saw how good he became as the season progressed. Unfortunately, I think you have to look at, I mean, I know you're asking a Diggs question, but now you have to look at two guys on your defense.
Okay, so I have a radically different additional question.
You want to make him a quarterback?
I want to ask if you think that the Dallas Cowboys would consider moving on from him. Now, I know a lot of people think that means trade, and if you don't think he has trade value, that's fine. I was going to throw something else out there. I'm not suggesting this. I'm just asking.
I have not heard this from anybody else, so therefore it is your suggestion.
You could just cut him from the team and move on. I'm not saying that you should, but
money-wise,
consider the financials. His dead cap hit would be about $12.8 million. What the Cowboys love to do is split that in half, so 6.4 on either side. You can just take it all now if you want. His cap hit for the upcoming season is $14 million. So theoretically, with the way the Cowboys do it, you would save approximately $7.6 million, and you would be off the hook going forward.
I hear you, and you could be right, but the Giants, like, released Daniel Jones because he was healthy, and they're like, if he gets hurt, we have to pay some of this. So I hear what you're saying, but I just wonder,
I'll check on that.
If you look into Diggs, is there seems to be injury protections on this,
yeah,
that you can't release guys when,
yeah,
they're injured. So that's the only thing, is I would lean towards the way the Cowboys are saying they are just screwed money-wise,
yeah,
for the next year.
And that's,
or so,
that's the only reason I ask, even ask the
is
question.
I would lean towards releasing him. But I just don't know if you can, because it seems like these guys have a lot of injury protections in their contracts.
I mean, what it does, again, because you've seen how the depth has been tested at cornerback this year, I don't know. Is Kalen Carson ready next year?
It doesn't feel like,
you know,
it, though,
so
right?
So now yeah, you're trying to have to figure out, and more likely the way the Joneses do it, the way the Cowboys do it is, well, I mean, I don't care if he's ready or not. We drafted him. He needs to get ready. You know, so that seems like that would be the option. So are you prepared to go with Kalen Carson there next year, or even another rookie? Because they're not bringing anybody else in.
I have a question based off of your question.
Ooh.
I like what you're saying here. Let me add on this. Who do you think, like, the two or three best franchises are in the NFL?
I do think the Ravens.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs are hard to argue,
okay,
with.
Would they release him? So I would say, what would the best organizations
do? See, I think the old Patriots would. But, like, that's a next level of cutthroatness.
And nobody runs their organization,
yeah,
like that right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
So
that,
I don't think so.
I think they'd work with them as long as they could. Yeah.
Yeah, I would look at it. I know Pittsburgh hasn't won in a long time, but I look at them as a quality,
yeah,
organization. I'd be like, hey, what do you guys think Pittsburgh would,
yeah,
do in this situation?
I don't think they would.
I'm also really curious as to what that contract would look like if it was one of those organizations, too, if they,
yeah,
would,
yeah,
if,
yeah,
they would have spent that much already.
NFL overreaction or reality, even though there's 3 weeks to go, the race is over and Josh Allen has won the MVP.
Thumbs up.
You think so?
It's over.
There's nothing he can do to lose it from here.
Or even if Barkley went on
well,
a tear.
Well, I'm also looking at it this way. He gets 3 practice games to finish the year.
Yeah, he
that
does.
Is a good point.
It's if he plays all of them. You know, that he might,
right,
not play. There might be one and a half
if
games.
If Kansas City
play.
Locks in the 1 seed and they've locked in the 2 seed, I could see him. Because he'd have to play the next week. There's not a bye for the 2 seed.
Yeah.
So I could see where he doesn't play the last week. But I just think that these next 2 weeks, he's going to rack up some nice stats and two more wins.
You just brought Barkley up. If he broke the record, I know it's a stretch, but if he did that, doesn't that, he deserve it?
That's the only way I think it would happen. I think he deserves it, but I think the only way he'll even get votes, not necessarily even win, but get votes, is to go past 2105.
Yeah, I think so, too. So at the moment, yes, it looks as if, unless Barkley does something special here at the end of the season, but it looks like they're about to wrap some things up, too.
Question back to your question. Overreaction or reality? Saquon Barkley has racked up the Offensive Player of the Year award.
I think,
yes,
if assuming he doesn't win the MVP, that's a done deal.
Ooh, yes.
I'm going to say 90% done deal, because if the Ravens make a charge led by Derrick Henry down the stretch, I could see how that momentum would switch. So
the
more I talk, the more I'm going to scale it down. 80-90% now that it's Saquon.
We're finishing up this year strong.
Who?
Our show,
oh,
man.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I mean, we don't even argue with each other. If you heard that, if you heard that promo, it's the morning show and the afternoon show, man. They're going after each other.
I got one more.
We're like 3 peas in a pod. And I think there are 3 peas in a pod.
I got
one more quick one for you. Overreaction or reality? You are pumped about the contenders playing each other on Christmas Day.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, reality for sure. I mean, contenders playing against each other,
yeah,
on a day where I'm probably sitting around a lot.
I like tomorrow.
Yeah.
I get a great halftime.
It's the same 4 teams tomorrow. They just shuffle it up.
I get Beyonce at halftime. And before that game, I get Mariah Carey. Like, what more can I ask for?
My daughter showed me Will Ferrell doing Beyonce.
All right.
Like, that's pretending.
What?
Like, pretending to do some.
I do not want to see that video.
Drunk love song?
Uh-huh.
Like, drunk in love?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that song before, but Will Ferrell, he was crawling on the ground and lip-syncing it.
All right. Well, if you want to send us that link, I guess we'll check it out.
You've never seen him do it?
I guess not.
Marino won the MVP the year Dickerson broke that record.
I'll have to check that, but if that's the case, then that kind of undercuts the whole argument. We're the KNC masterpiece. That's the thing that happened right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Plus, maybe some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because plus, maybe we'll open presents. All of it next at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 114 on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan live at Buffalo Wild Wings off of 114. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is the Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Corey. Hi, good to be on with you guys.
Heck yeah.
I know we got a lot of Cowboys business to get to, but this is always a cool time of year for folks in the Metroplex, too, because all the Texas High School Football State Championship games are happening at AT&T Stadium. I know you got a lot on your plate. Do you still get a chance to go out to some of those games? And what's the atmosphere like for folks that have never been?
Well, yes. The answer is a big yes, and there's nothing like it. High school football, especially here in Texas, is such a phenomenon. And what I would like for everybody to really understand is this is the best of the best, these players in this area. There's a wonderful article in this morning's Dallas Morning News about how SMU has really taken advantage of the local, really the quality of football at the high school level. But all schools have been. Oklahoma's been coming into this area, coming out with some of the greatest players for years. And at Arkansas, I remember our greatest days were when we had a majority Texas football players. So the point is that the talent is here. And I not only read that. There was Coach in Highland Park, and their 16 run there for the state championship. You just can't create this stuff.
Jerry, we had Steven on a few weeks ago, and he talked about ownership can only do so much for, like, their college. Obviously, I'm sure you'd love that if Arkansas was playing tonight or tomorrow in the playoffs. What are the restrictions on you helping out Arkansas become a elite football program?
Well, we really must when it comes to the football part of it. Now, the other sports, there's no issue. But when it comes to the sports part of it, I mean football part of it, we have kind of an arm's length policy there. And let me say this. Let me back it up. If I could, I would make this deal with the NFL. Just let me have my choice of the players in the North Dallas, and you can have the rest of the country. And but I get my choice of the players in the in this part of the country. We'd be going to that Super Bowl about once every two or three years.
And just for clarification, when you say we have kind of an idea, is that we like the NFL or we y'all the Cowboys have just decided, hey, like, let's kind of keep our distance?
Well, that we, you've smoked me out. That we covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Has it taken y'all that long to figure that out?
Hey,
I'm not so sure what we is, if you really want to know the truth about it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's the royal we.
Fair enough.
It's certainly the NFL, and in this case, the NFL, the Cowboys, inclusive in that week.
Yeah, they're all together on that one, Kevin.
I gotcha.
Now, Jerry, we are about to have a Christmas exchange amongst the show out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to be exchanging some gifts. Are you the kind of person like my co-host who says the amount of money you spend on me is how much you care? Or do you like gifts that, like, really hit the heart? Where are you on gifts?
Hey, I'm going to give you that little dollar prize and let you figure it out.
There, you see?
But it's going to come. That. It's going to come with a big smile and a lot of BS.
I love it. I love it. Now, The teaser trailer for the Netflix documentary about the Cowboys dropped yesterday. I mean, I know you were heavily involved in it and everything, but how much work did this take? Did you get a chance to see the teaser? Are you excited? Are you dreading seeing this? Where are you at?
Yeah, I've got a chance to see the teaser, and it's going to be shown this weekend in the Christmas showing that Netflix showing our NFL games. And candidly, it was the producer's choice of what to use and how to say it relative to what's in that teaser. Extensive work. We've been working on the actual documentary for going on 2 years. And so there's probably a couple more years worth of work to do on it.
You know, Jerry, the title of it says The Gambler and His Cowboys. And I was kind of curious, on the entirety of your career with the Cowboys, how much of a gambler were you before versus how much are you now, and how different your gambling is at this point?
Well, taking gambling, Hail Marys, that might have been an appropriate thing to talk
okay.
about. But the real world is that you're dealing with a pretty fluid world in football. And no matter how you calculate it, no matter how it adds up, 1-1 is not 2, it's 3. And when you get that ambiguity in between that 1-1 is 3 rather than 2, there's a lot that happens. And a lot that happens, let's just take injury, let's take availability, let's take, and then the talent level at what you might have expected as opposed to what it is. One way or the other, up or down. Michael Barsett, for instance, up or down. Nobody saw that coming. So having said that, in a positive way, I'm talking about it. Nobody said that, but there's enough ambiguity that if you don't add an element and can't act with some serious ambiguity, tolerance for ambiguity is a phrase I use a lot. If you can't act and be firm and basically make a big decision, ambiguity involved, you're not in the right world. I used to say, my prior time in oil and gas prepared me for the NFL, because I could be talking on a phone at that time, a normal phone back then, with my left hand, and hearing the news that I just hit a dry hole enough to absolutely ruin your day or week or month. And at the same time, put that one on hold and talk to someone else about doing a new prospect and getting very financially well off with that prospect. Now, you got to take the news in your left ear that's negative, and without your voice breaking, get over on the right one and talk positive and talk about the future and how well it's going to be. So that prepared me well for the NFL.
Now, one of the people you mentioned in that answer was Micah Parsons. I know Steven has said, hey, don't look for a ton on the free agency front, but Micah Parsons stepped out yesterday, I believe, and said, I'm going to try to work with them and help as much as possible on a contract extension so the Cowboys can attack free agency. What do you think about those comments, and is it possible that the Cowboys could find a way to attack free agency?
Well, let me just say this. Bounds of Micah Parsons' intellect are limitless. Seriously. I mean, his coaches call him brilliant. And that may manifest itself other than the physical brilliance that's there. So he gets it and really does understand what we're trying to do here and what we're trying to put together. So that's why the other day when someone asked me was there any discussion about doing something different with Micah? And that's, as I said, that's ridiculous. Of course not. There's never been. He's a unique player.
Now, he did say, too, that he hates Philly and you know, those kinds of words there. And he said even if the Cowboys get eliminated, he's got to crush them. For a competitor like Micah, how difficult do you think this kind of a season is for him emotionally?
Well, I've never met a competitor that doesn't wear it inside and out.
Yeah.
The disappointment. You have to wear it, and candidly, it's got to eat you up. It's got to eat you up, and eat you up enough so that when you're getting ready to go again, anything you may need to call upon, you got to remember how bad it hurts when you don't win. And that's there. You say, well, you can't win every time. Well, you don't know that when you're getting ready to play that game or that make that effort. So it's important. Listen, your mind is so much of it here.
Now, speaking of competitors, I know DeMarcus Lawrence is in that category. Is he, in fact, done for the season? And if that's so, do you think he's played his last snap for the Cowboys?
No to all of that. And I don't know that he's at all done for the season, because we don't have any idea at this time of where we're going to be during this season. You say, well, you've certainly right there at a cusp, but we're not. And so, no, I don't know that. I know he's not ready to play. He would be out there. You couldn't hold him back if he was ready to go. And so that's really the issue. When's he going to be ready to go? But the other part of the question you said, is he done with the Cowboys? The answer is no there.
When it comes to him specifically, what is the thing that his traits that on and off the field that you're like, that's why he's a Cowboy?
Tenacious, his effort. He doesn't know the whistle has ever blown. He goes right through the whistle with his effort. You'd think it was the last play that he's ever going to make every time with his determination. Let me say it that way. His determination to get the ball carrier. And he's got about as much effort to make the play as any player I've been around.
On Sunday, we get to see Mike Evans, who I think is one of the brilliant receivers in the NFL. He's extremely talented. I'm excited to see it. I think most of the guys too are, and we get to see CeeDee Lamb weekly. But how often, Jerry, do you still get excited for one particular player on an opposing team? And is it usually a receiver? Is it somebody in the trenches? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, I don't. I don't get excited about them at all. And I have such an appreciation for them and all the respect in the world for them. But, boy, when they're playing against us, that's not fun. And I'll never forget Randy Moss coming in here and putting on the show he did against us the first time he played us after we didn't draft him. And I get it, and that's okay. I've ate my crow, whatever you want to call it, but boy, he put it on against us. I know that these great players have abilities that can just ruin your day when you're playing against them.
It's more like a, yeah, he's great. Now go shut him down.
Yeah.
No, there's not even that.
Just shut him down. Gotcha.
There's just a spot there that just almost wishes anything but him and his abilities against you.
I have to admit, I've come over the last couple of years to respect Baker Mayfield a lot more. I know he's a number one overall pick, but he's just kind of meandered across the NFL his first 6 years. He's now on his fourth team. Does this feel like the clear best season of his career? And does this feel like an unusual path for the number one overall pick to have taken?
I'm a big fan of Baker Mayfield and have always been. I love his story. Going out there and at Texas Tech with Mahomes. They were there at the same time. Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
And then him going over and walking on, just leaving and walking on. Well, now, that movement around now is commonplace, but it wasn't so much then. And for him to step over there and make the move that he made, I love his presence. I love his game, the way he maximizes what his skills are. But to me, the competitor in him I played ball with a great, great All-American quarterback named Billy Moore. And Billy just exuded leadership. I've always thought Baker Mayfield and Billy Moore, an AP All-American when I played it, Billy was, at quarterback. And I've always thought they had some of the same ability to get their game, a combination of competitiveness, wearing it on their sleeve, and they elevate the people around them. But I'm a big fan of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and what fortune the Buccaneers had. I mean, Tom Brady a couple years ago, and then falling and having Baker Mayfield, you know, kind of fall back into their lap. How difficult is it to find a quarterback? I know they found a couple in free agency here, but what is that the most difficult job, making sure you have the right guy at the helm there?
Well, I don't know. When I'm ready for a quarterback, I go into my crystal ball and I sit there and I give all these studies and what have you. That's why we drafted Dak Prescott, a second pick in the fourth round. We knew he was going to be Dak Prescott. So I know how to pick him.
Thank you very much, good sir. Thank goodness we didn't get Paxton Lynch. Appreciate the time. We will catch up with you again next Friday.
Have a great one, Jerry.
You bet, guys. See you later. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Jones, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You didn't say see you next year.
Thank goodness for that. Also, I were Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech at the same time?
They were. Yeah, that's what everybody's saying right now. Okay. In our faces, if we didn't believe it.
Okay.
But I think it was kind of a passing more than anything else, though.
Two ships in the night. I got what you're saying.
It's like, you're going to have to compete. And he's like,
No, I'm not.
Do you think he just saw Patrick Mahomes' true level of greatness before everybody else? And
it was weird. I think he knew, but he also knew Oklahoma wanted him too. Yeah. I know it sounds like
and program-wise.
Yeah. He just walked on, and they're like, what are you doing here? I thought you played at Texas Tech. No, I mean, that was all set up.
Yeah, that was the better program for him to land at too.
Now, I want to throw this out there for people that are listening. If you're on the Twitch, if you're on the YouTube, give us some Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. But we also have some presents if you guys want to exchange them. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you would like to open my present to each of you, this is part one.
Oh, part one.
Part two.
I like this.
Oh, my God.
Will happen today, maybe in the expressway.
Oh, my. I like this.
I have no clue what that means.
If you need encouragement to make your way out here to Buffalo Wild Wings off of 114, I would say here's part one.
Part two will happen at some point
during the show today.
You even put our names on it.
Yeah, look, I cannot take any credit. My wife made the bows out of other wrapping paper, and she painted those little tags on there. She painted herself.
I can tell. That's nice.
Each one of those.
You can tell I wrapped Kevin's gift.
She's a man's wrapping right there. That is a man's rapping is what happened. Yeah.
Where's PJ Washington?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, women. You know what I mean? Kevin, those two are yours right there.
I know PJ Washington, I heard.
I'm gonna keep this.
Okay, I think you should.
I think I'm just gonna
been her big project is she's been painting like little hand tags and everything to go along with those gifts.
Oh, I know your address now.
Okay. You already knew my address. Please, Mike, don't read it off. Because that is what I'm concerned about. Please.
Oh, man, you made sure. I don't have your address. I'm getting organic smoothie melts.
Look at that. That's awesome.
Oh, man. No.
You're not. Oh. You're not at all.
All right. I'm opening my box. And I found
this.
A shirt. I found a shirt.
Oh, my gosh. The Tolos here are going to be amazed. Did you see it already? I heard somebody yell. I got a shirt that says, take a load off.
Everybody can take a load off together. This is amazing.
Man.
We can all just relax and take a load off like the Mavs last night.
The official undershirt.
Yeah.
An overshirt.
Of the KNC masterpiece.
Do we wear this shirt?
Dude, this is good quality brand shirt.
It is a good quality brand shirt. Those were specially made just for you guys. And
yeah, dude, are you going to wear one with us? We got to have teammates
shirts. Kevin.
He has it on. When we go to
wear it, we have to wear it at the same time.
When we go to the Super Bowl, we have to. We have to definitely.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
He's wearing it.
What's happening right now?
He's wearing it.
He's wearing one.
Yeah.
Kevin's gonna take a load off.
Kevin just took a load off.
He took a load off right in front of everybody.
Oh my god.
That's awesome, dude. Take a load off Kevin Hagelin.
Finally, you can relax and breathe.
Yes.
All right. It feels like the enthusiasm is there. Do you want to do part two right now?
Sure. Let's do part two. Take a load off.
Is this about your Riz?
I'm going to need you guys to filibuster for me for just one second.
Kevin, hey. Mike, I brought you presents too. So you can go ahead and open your present if you would like. Do you know where to leave it somewhere? Do you got it around there somewhere? They're both right here. Bam! I found your presents. Kevin disappeared and left to go to the car. There's yours, and I got two of them.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Opening presents?
Yes, presents.
It feels like
great.
Christmas.
Look at this. I got a box.
You got us oil.
It says you got me canola oil.
Oh my gosh.
What's happening right now?
All right. Go ahead.
I got pumpkin spice pancake mix.
I figure your kids, they like, you said pancakes
every
and stuff.
New
That's
Year's
my
Day.
Favorite.
Every New Year's Day, I make pancakes in the house. So, yes, I'm in on this.
Oh, I got a baseball. I'm going to tell you, wait. Yeah, you can do this.
Okay.
Do this one.
All right.
Is there an inappropriate one?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there is.
So this is something that you can take a turkey, just shove it right up in the chicken or turkey, and you just sit the turkey on that and then put it on the smoker. I do not have one of these, Mike. This is awesome.
This is an autographed baseball. It looks like from our station. Am I correct?
Every guy at the station, and Caitlin as well, except for Choppy. I did not get Choppy yet, so I have to go get Choppy. And, yes, I specifically told CA
to sign
the sweet spot. And he said, gotcha down, and then signed the sweet spot. And I was like, oh, but it's okay.
Do you think he knows?
I don't think he knows at all.
Yeah.
That would mean he's the manager. This is where Spittle is supposed to sign.
I should have gotten Spittle to sign first.
I mean, that is total disrespect. If you want to know, CA has totally disrespected Gavin Spittle. So that's for your beer chicken.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
You put a beer there, and then you put a chicken
on
top.
Put a can in there.
Okay.
And then that way it stays moist, Kevin. You want moisture when it comes to the chickens.
You can open this, but I'm going to tell you.
Don't
that
read it.
There's no. This is kind of interactive.
Oh dear.
Or not interactive. There's a little bit of a challenge to this.
It says Tops TBT, so that means Throwback Thursday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Maybe.
So
okay.
This is there's one card missing. It's supposed to be delivered today. It's fine. But so this is Topps Heritage. This is the set of the Rangers Championship.
Awesome.
So it has an Adolis Garcia, like AL champion card where he's celebrating a home run in game seven.
Dude.
So each game has its own card, and Topps Heritage is a cool set. The one that's missing is Marcus Semien. I'll get it today. It just didn't get delivered in time. But here's your challenge, and Kevin, you got the same set too.
Okay.
Here's your challenge. This set is like a $5 or $10 set on its own. It's really not that expensive. But could one of you take one of the sets? I'll give you another set if you just want one unsigned. There's your challenge.
Get them autographed.
Can you get them autographed and put them in the Peace-a-thon 2020?
Oh,
that's a $1,000 set.
That is a good idea.
The challenge is, can you get these guys to sign these cards for charity? Because I'm telling you, that would raise $1,000 for my possibility.
That would be a great idea. Mike, can you do me a favor real quick? Will you show off, whether it's to the camera, to the people, will you show off your shirt again one more time?
Here it is. Here it is to the camera.
All right, so...
And there it is to the people right there.
For part two, and I hope you guys accept that this is the way that we're going to do this, we've had a whole lot of loyal people show up to all of these Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, we have.
I have Take a Load Off t-shirts for you guys as well.
Look at that, dude.
I have gotten all of these Take a Load Off custom t-shirts made in all shapes and sizes. Well, I guess just the one shirt shape.
Dude.
But in all different sizes. We'll figure that out in the break. But we've got that for you guys.
That is great, man. That's really cool. Take a Load Off, everybody. Thanks to Kevin Hagelin. So do we give Kevin all the credit now for Take a Load Off?
Kevin, do you want to open up your present now or wait till the next segment?
I think we might have to go to break, unfortunately.
We're at 54. We're going to go.
Time doesn't matter.
Okay. Time is just a construct.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, and also maybe hit college sports real quick as we are live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 114 on 105.3 The Fan.